Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load 'em up, boys. Where's the crisis when you need them?
God, life, can't save you. Love, I am lost.
Hour number two. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There's a book out now. The title of the book is A True Story, Stalked and Defenseless: How Gun Control Helped My Stalker Murder My Husband in Front of Me. And joining us tonight is the author of this book. Her name is Nikki Gozer. Good evening, young lady.
Hey there, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Let's bring everybody up to speed. Some people don't know your story, I'm sure. So let's tell everybody what happened with you. How long has it been now?
It has been 11 years now.
11 years. All of this happening in Tennessee. Please set the table if you would.
Back in 2009, my husband Benjamin was murdered right in front of me by a man who was stalking me. This happened in a restaurant, and at the time, in the state of Tennessee, you were not allowed to carry a firearm into any restaurant if they also served any alcohol. So I followed the law. I left my legal permitted firearm that I normally carried for self-defense locked inside of my vehicle. And the man who was stalking me did not have a permit to carry, brought a gun in illegally. And when I asked management to please remove him, because I realized at that moment I was being stalked, when they confronted him to ask him to leave, that's when he pulled a .45 from a shoulder holster under his jacket. And he shot Ben in the head, and Ben fell to the ground. He stood over my husband and continued to fire six more rounds into him. I'll probably wonder for the rest of my life if I could have prevented that. Of course, I'll never know because I was denied a chance. I was stalked and I was defenseless. So I just try to educate people as best I can about the dangers of gun-free zones, why they're dangerous, because you have to stop and ask yourself, who's most likely to follow the law? It's the good law-abiding people. And then people that are bent on harming others, you know, especially somebody who wants to kill someone, that's just an open invitation to let them know, you know, they're helpless here. Nobody can protect themselves. And we see these horrible things happen over and over again in the news, but they fail to tell the public that the majority of these mass public shootings that we see, they happen in gun-free zones.
Right. The reason you were in the bar is because you and your husband had a karaoke business, and that was actually where you were setting up to work. Is that right?
Yes. We had a contract with this restaurant, and they did have a bar in the restaurant, but they served full meals. They had a full menu, and, they happened to also have a bar in there. So I followed the law, and we were running our karaoke business.
Now, she wrote a foreword in your book. Sounds a lot like what happened with Susanna Hupp in a few ways.
Yeah, Susanna and I became friends after this happened. I reached out to her, and she was gracious enough to take some time out and speak with me, and she kind of became a mentor for me. She had already been through you know, something horrific. And she really helped me kind of get focused on trying to educate people and not being afraid to speak up. You know, I remember her telling me, you know, don't be afraid to speak up about how you feel about the basic human right of self-defense. You can help so many people, and she was right. And it helped me heal, too. You know, it was difficult, but it was also healing, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I would imagine that's being with somebody that has been through that type of thing, in that type of way. Although you, and like she did in Tennessee, you sort of fought back against that after the fact. And I think now in Tennessee, because of your activism, you can now carry, if you have a permit, you can now carry a gun into a bar or someplace that serves alcohol. Is that right?
Yes, as long as you are not drinking any alcohol. You know, I certainly hope everybody that goes to, you know, a restaurant that serves alcohol isn't drinking, because we've got to have designated drivers, right? You know, people have to get home safe, right? So, yeah, those people that don't drink and they've got their permit to carry. And keep in mind, when you've got your permit to carry, that means you've passed your background check, you've had your fingerprints taken, you've taken the state certified training, you're not a prohibited person. You can now carry as long as you're not drinking in those establishments. Now, they're still allowed, if the owner of the venue wants to put a no guns allowed sign on the front door, you know, they're allowed to do that.
Sure.
But at least it's no longer state law. We can carry now in more places.
Yeah, the unanswered questions that you have to deal with now are primarily because you were law-abiding at the time. Well, you're law-abiding now, but at the time, you were not given an option as to whether you wanted to carry in. Now, you knew about this particular pilgrim that was stalking you anyway, already prior to that, right?
I did not realize he was stalking me until that very night.
Really? Okay, I thought I had heard that it was... Okay, so, but even then, even that...
Right, the moment I saw him is when I realized, okay, this guy is not just a dedicated karaoke customer. He doesn't have just a simple crush on me. You know, I've already deleted him and blocked him from my social media. Ben had already asked him to please leave me alone. And he drove a good 30 minutes away where I've never seen him before. Never seen him at this restaurant before. And what's he doing here? He drove 30 minutes to get here.
Right.
You know, he normally would go to downtown Nashville to karaoke venues there. But this place was nowhere near there.
Yeah.
And he'd already been told to leave me alone.
Right.
So when he shows up, I realized, okay, this guy is stalking me. And I just got management and told them, look, you know, this man is stalking me. I need your help. Please get him out of here. And that's when it happened.
Right.
And it's a horrible experience to go through. I tell people, you know, I've been through a lot in the past 11 years trying to get justice and, you know,
dealing with the criminal justice system. Hang on right there, because the thing about Nikki's story is that Nikki's story, this is part one. And it's a multi-part, and we don't even know how the final chapter of this story is going to be written. So we're going to spell this out for you. And for any of you that live in Tennessee, pay very careful attention to this, to what you're about to hear. If you don't know, some of this stuff you don't know, it seems like it would be that way, but it is not that way in Tennessee. So, Nikki, how do they find your book?
My book can be purchased through Amazon. Or on a Barnes & Noble's website.
This is a good read for anybody that expects justice in the United States. We'll be right back. My guest is Nikki Gozer. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Nikki Gozer. Now, Nikki, you work with Dr. John Lott, right?
Yes. Yeah, I work for the Crime Prevention Research Center.
You know, I interviewed him, and I got that wrong three times. I called it the Crime Research Prevention Center, and which is pretty stupid now that I think about it, but I got that wrong three times.
we try really, really hard not to prevent research on crime.
Yeah.
Crime Prevention Research Center.
Yep. And, I mean, so, yes, you're still doing the work and all the other stuff that goes along with it, that you've stayed active in this. I know you've also worked for certain politicians and certain other things as well. How long has this been since he was incarcerated and everything? How long have you had to deal with this since his trial?
Okay, so the trial took three years to actually go to trial. So the trial was in 2012. He murdered my husband in 2009. And I have been dealing with this for years. It's still not over for me. Late last year, in the fall, I found out through my former attorney that I had used for my wrongful death suit against him. I'm sorry, I don't ever say his name. I'm sure people are wondering why. It's just that I don't want to give him that notoriety.
I think
a lot of these sickos do it for notoriety, and I don't want to give him that. So I'll just call him the murderer, and we'll leave it at that. So
that's fine.
I basically went after the guy in a wrongful death suit, and I won. However, turns out he's indigent, so I get absolutely nothing. And so I learned through this attorney that I had used for the wrongful death suit that he's been sending me twisted love letters for years. He sends them to the attorney, and I hadn't spoken with the attorney in years. And I had contacted him because I was working on my book and I needed information for the book. And that's when the attorney told me about these letters. And he ended up sending them to me in the mail. And I have to tell you, I had nightmares for months. I mean, these letters are so twisted and demented and sick, like, he's sending me Valentine's Day cards and Christmas cards and saying he loves me so much. And even if I move on and find someone new in my life, he's always still going to love me. And it's just disgusting. You know, this guy murdered my husband in front of me. You know, he made me a widow, and now he's writing me and taunting me. You know, it's disgusting. And I've also learned that he's been allowed to earn early release good behavior credit while he's in prison. He was sentenced to just 23 years at 100% with no parole. But when they say 100%, it's a lie because they've allowed him to earn early release credit for good behavior. And he's been doing this for years.
Well, I mean, they have to inspect his mail as it goes out, right? They know it.
Well, no. What a lot of people think that happens, but it doesn't. I'm here to tell you that no, all the prison does is they stamp the back of the envelope, and it basically says we are not responsible for the content, and they've not looked at it. They've not inspected it. It says so right on the back with the prison stamp. Yeah. So right now I've hired attorneys again. You know, it's horrible that victims suffer the mental and emotional trauma of all of this. But, you know, we We deal with the financial cost as well. This is costing me thousands and thousands of dollars to try to get justice, and it's sickening. He should not be getting out early. This is not good behavior. How is he being allowed early release for good behavior when he's been doing this? He should be prosecuted for an additional crime. He's using the U.S. Postal Service to stalk and harass his victim.
Right.
That's a crime.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it is.
I'm basically just trying to get help right now. And I'm having a very difficult time getting help. You know, my attorneys have sent notifications to the prison warden about this. You've got copies of the letters. Information has also been sent to the U.S. Postal Inspector's Office. They've reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office. I've talked to a detective about this. And I'm just not getting any help. These people have known about this for months. And it's very, very frustrating. It is very frustrating. So my number one message to everyone out there is carry your gun. If you don't have your handgun carry permit, you know, if you don't live in one of these states that has constitutional carry and you have to have a permit to carry, please go get your permit. Get the proper training. Learn all about situational awareness and carry your gun, because you do not want to go through the absolute hell that I have been through. You need to be able to protect yourself and your loved ones. And please don't go inside of a gun-free zone. It's not worth it.
One of the things that, you know, we talked about your case before. And, you know what, I'm not going to bring this up because we won't have time to go through it. But some of the stuff that is going on with you defies logic, given the climate that we live in as far as stalking is concerned. And I want to go over that and just point a few things out for the people that may be living in Tennessee, or for the people, or for anybody that has dealt with stalking or anything, so that you can take a look at it. And then I want to talk about what I think you should do, young lady. But tell everybody how to find Stalked and Defenseless.
Yeah, you can find Stalked and Defenseless on Amazon. You can also go to the Barnes & Noble website. It's there as well. And if you'd like to check out my website, it's stalkedanddefenseless.com. And then the organization that I work for, the Crime Prevention Research Center, you can check that out at crimeresearch.org.
Yeah, do that too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Phoenix, Arizona, speaking at a Honeywell plant that produces N95 masks.
Moments ago, we saw the brand new production lines where you're making high-quality N95 respirators, and they are made to perfection. There's no bad masks, like various countries have been sent some very bad masks from other places. There's nothing like that at Honeywell. Respirators are there to protect our heroic doctors and nurses as they fight the unseen enemy. More than 150 Honeywell employees are working around the clock, three shifts a day, 6 days a week.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the next coronavirus legislation will likely address liability concerns for health care workers. Speaking following the GOP luncheon, he says he wants to avoid an epidemic of lawsuits arising from the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Rideshare companies are now requiring face masks. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Uber and Lyft are hoping that the growing use of face masks amid the coronavirus outbreak will make customers comfortable enough to climb back into ride-sharing vehicles. Uber will soon require that both passengers and drivers wear masks or face coverings in certain markets. They did not specify exactly where the new mandate would apply. Uber is also developing technology that would detect if a driver is wearing a face mask or covering before they begin taking on trips. The company already is using facial verification capabilities to check a driver's identity.
House Republicans, led by ranking member Jim Jordan of Ohio, are pressing House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff to stop blocking the release of 53 witness interviews from the committee's investigation of Russian election interference. Schiff's office has given no explanation as to why the transcripts have not been released. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Nikki Gozer. She works for the Crime Prevention Research Center. She has a very, she's been involved in the Second Amendment, tragically out of necessity, but she has, and this is the thing I want to point out, Nikki, and you made this point too. You know people. This is not like you're some 20-year-old young lady that lives in a studio apartment and barely gets by and doesn't know anybody and had this happen to her to where you're just helpless against it. You know people. You've worked for politicians. Yeah. Your story's gone national. This is a very fairly well-known story, and yet in your state of Tennessee, it's almost like they're not paying attention to some stuff. It's like they're saying, oh, well, the statute of limitations ran out, which I didn't know the statute of limitations could run out on murder.
Well,
Well, there's all kinds of laws and stuff. I am dealing with statute of limitations, and I think it's still possible to work within that. But I need people to help me now so that time doesn't run out. And it's frustrating because nobody's helping me yet. And by the time they do decide to do something, it could be too late for me.
He's projected to get out of prison in this decade. What year?
He gets out in just 8 more years.
2028.
He's being released early. He was supposed to stay in longer. And I'm sure to some people, they're like, oh, well, that's 8 more years, you know. Well, yeah, it's just 8 more years for you. But let me tell you, the past 11 years has gone by in a flash for me, and 8 years will be here before I know it. And this man is extremely dangerous.
And it's sort of like a doomsday clock for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to constantly look over my shoulder when he's released. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think I should have to live my life in fear. And look, I carry a gun every day for self-defense.
Right.
But I don't have eyeballs in the back of my head. And, you know, I know how to protect myself, but having a gun doesn't make me invincible.
No.
You know?
No, not at all.
I would much prefer that they keep him in prison. I would much prefer that they try to protect me now and lengthen his prison term for as long as possible so that I'm not faced with having to possibly use my gun to defend myself against him.
What was he convicted of?
Well, unfortunately, it was a bench trial. There was no jury. The murderer gets to choose that. He did not want a jury. And it was just a judge. And the judge... Democrat lefty judge dropped it from first degree premeditated murder, despite all the overwhelming evidence that was provided in the trial. He dropped it to only second degree. And in Tennessee, second degree is 15 to 25 years. He got 23. But you know, when they tell you at sentencing, you know, this person is going to be in for this amount of time, it's a lie. He's not in for 23 years. He's getting out 3.5 years early.
Right.
Because of early release good behavior credit. I think there needs to be truth in sentencing laws. I think it's wrong to lie to victims in court. I think that's horribly wrong.
Will they tell you when he is out of prison and keep you appraised? Let's say they let him out of prison and he just becomes a normal member of society, right? Will they keep you appraised of where he is at from then on, or does he have more rights than that?
No.
The deal with that?
No. They will let me know when he's released, and that's it. I have no idea where he is. I will have no idea. Yeah, I won't know. They won't tell me after that.
You know, I hate to put it this way, but it's almost like it's putting you in a position where your back is going to be against a wall. And if he does show up, you're probably going to have to get lethal with him.
Yeah, and that's worrisome as well, because just through my work, you know, I've learned that there are so many people that end up prosecuted and thrown in jail for protecting themselves.
Right.
You know, there are people that can harm you, seriously harm you, and they don't even have to have a gun. They can harm you with their bare hands. They can harm you running you over with a vehicle. They can harm you with a baseball bat, with a knife. You know, they say that felons are not allowed to own guns, but we all know that felons obviously don't care about the law. This man obviously did not care about our laws against murder. So what if there's a law that says you're not allowed to own a gun or a weapon, a deadly weapon, if you're released from prison? You think he's going to care? No,
right.
He's not going to care. It's terrifying. I don't know why they release these people into society.
Well, you know, this is the thing. If he goes back to his ways, which it sort of seems like he will, doesn't it, with all of his correspondence with you or attempted correspondence with you, if he shows up in anywhere in your proximity and goes eyes on with you, I would say the bar to engaging this guy is going to be awfully low.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah, but think. I mean,
have you discussed? Do wait until he draws a weapon, and by then it's too late.
Well, I don't think if it was me and he shows his face around. See, I've had open heart surgery. So when I sneeze now, my chest cracks. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I may have to face one day is if somebody tried to punch me in the chest, my chest might come apart. So my bar for looking at something and saying I could be hurt or imminent bodily harm is very, very low.
Right.
So I'm not going to, if somebody starts squaring up on me or anything, we're going guns up. And if he takes one more step, we're going to get loud. Because I just don't have the luxury of sitting. I just turned 59, so that means I'm going on 60. And, my days of hand-to-hand combat are pretty much over. So, I would imagine your bar is equally as low, if not lower. But we're coming up on the next break. How can people find Stalked and Defenseless and help you guys out at the Crime Prevention Research Center?
Sure. You can find my book, Stalked and Defenseless, on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble online. And, if anybody wants to donate to the organization I work for, that would be really helpful. You could certainly help keep me employed. You can donate at crimeresearch.org.
Yeah, I know. And be sure that when you talk to John, tell him I finally got it right, too. Tell him I finally figured it out. You taught me what it's called. So, that one's that's gold stars for you for today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm talking to Nikki Gozer from the Crime Prevention Research Center, who 11 years ago, a stalker shot her husband in front of him. He had his day in court. He sounds like a very persuasive kind of fella, which typically these stalkers sort of fit a profile. I mean, has anybody ever profiled him for you?
Well, you know, the trial, during the trial, it was an insanity defense. So his defense was that, you know, he was insane. He didn't appreciate the wrongfulness of his act, blah, blah, blah. Thankfully the judge did not buy that. So he didn't get off on insanity, not guilty by reason of insanity. That did not work for him. I don't believe he's insane. I believe he's just evil. And a lot of people out there think, oh, well, that person must be insane. Guys, there is such a thing as just evil. Just evil people. They exist. Doesn't mean they're insane. They're just evil.
Right.
You know, he's evil. This was premeditated. When the police searched his vehicle at the crime scene that night, they found two more guns, ammunition, a baseball bat, binoculars, gloves, rope, and knife. Now, you tell me that's not premeditated.
Yeah, that sounds pretty premeditated. He had a car. Is that right?
Yeah, he had a truck that he drove to the restaurant.
But he was indigent. So, what, did he live in the truck or something?
They told crazy stories in the trial, you know, how he had been fired from multiple jobs. They were going to force mental evaluation on him. You know, he simply refused, and they just let him walk away. You know, he lost his job because of it, but, you know, he was never evaluated. So he ended up moving to Nashville from, I think it was Florida, he had been living. And he had a job and a home and everything in Florida. And he lost it all when he lost his job. It went into foreclosure. He ended up moving to Nashville supposedly to seek a career in music. And he would come out to the karaoke venues that I worked at and ran karaoke shows. And at first, Ben and I thought he must be a tourist, but then he started coming in more often to sing. And that's when we realized he must live here. And so, you know, my husband was a very nice, kind person. He introduced him around the venue to all of the regulars on karaoke nights to try and make him feel welcome. And he just became inappropriate. He started sending me inappropriate messages on social media, and I ended up having to, you know, tell him, look, I'm happily married. What you're saying to me is not appropriate. And I ended up deleting him and blocking him. And he's just an evil person. But for now, I have to, you know, my husband is gone. I can never have Ben back. But right. I do know this. Ben would want me to be safe. And Ben would want me to fight like hell for justice. And he would want me to keep this guy in prison as long as possible. And I'm going to keep trying. I don't know what else to do other than talk about it. And hopefully somebody will help me.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. There's nothing in place that will help you unless it is created between now and the time he gets out, correct?
Well, there's plenty that could, there's plenty of laws that could be changed that could possibly help me, but there's already laws on the books that could be taken advantage of, and nobody's doing anything yet. Part of that is because of the whole COVID pandemic. You know, everybody's on hold right now, businesses and organizations, and that includes some forms of government. So I'm just hoping that soon somebody will take this seriously. But for now, I just try to educate others so that they don't find themselves in a similar position. I think good people out there need to have the ability to protect themselves because you just never know. I don't want people to be paranoid, but I do want you to be prepared. Nobody ever thinks that something this awful could possibly happen to them. But I'm here to tell you that, unfortunately, it can.
Yeah.
Evil walks amongst us.
I sincerely think that while you're trying to work out the whole legislative legal thing and trying to do it based upon law, that you should take the time, and you know enough people to where they'd be happy to do it with you, to really up your game and get ready for, you know, what may be coming that nobody seems to be interested in stopping.
Yeah.
And I hope you do
definitely,
it.
I'm going to definitely get more training. A couple of months ago, I took training over at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute in Nevada, and it was right. Outstanding. It was a really great facility. I enjoyed it, and, you know, I'm planning to go back. But, you know, I hope more women out there, Carrie. Gentlemen, if you're listening right now and you've got a lady in your life, I don't care if it's your sister, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, your aunt, your daughter, whoever, please encourage them to get some training. And, you know, some ladies are intimidated by guys training them. You know, it can be a little intimidating sometimes. Find a good female firearm trainer out there and have the lady in your life that you care about go and get training from a female. Maybe that would make them feel more comfortable.
Right.
But I think it's really important that ladies stand up and protect themselves and their loved ones.
Yeah, that's very good advice. I and I mean, does the NRA do any stuff with you or any of these other organizations? Do anything come to you and use your story and get you to tell their your story so that people will see that example and listen and
I've done several things with the NRA. They actually made me the recipient of one of their most prestigious awards that a woman can get. It's the Sybil Ludington Women's Freedom Award. I was awarded that in 2012 for my advocacy work. But, several organizations have used my story to try to educate people. And, I think it's important. It's important, especially not that I don't care about the guys. I do. Absolutely. But women are at a huge disadvantage physically in general.
Yep.
Protecting themselves. We're just, yep. Let's face it, guys. We're just not as strong as you in general. We're just not. So that gun is a great equalizer for us.
Indeed.
Put us on equal footing with someone who would intend to harm us.
Well, before we run out of time, we're going to be checking with Nikki as this goes along. This is going to be a developing story. I know that there's a few things. I know that you're trying to do a few things. I know there's a few other people out there that are trying to do things. There's a lot of people aware of this circumstance, so we need to pay very close attention to this. But you will hear from her again. In the meantime, how do they find your book, and how can they help Crime Prevention Research Center?
Sure. You can find my book, Soft and Defenseless, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. And if you would like to donate to the Crime Prevention Research Center, go check out our website at crimeresearch.org.
Yeah. And be sure and tell Dr. Lott that you did teach me the right words. The right name of the organization. I was so sure I had it right, and for three segments I was getting it wrong. But anyway, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by a young lady named Crystal Larimore. And she and her organization hook up veterans when nobody else will. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.